This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey all, welcome back to the Real Life Pharmacology Podcast. I'm your host, pharmacist Eric Christensen. Definitely go check out reallifepharmacology.com. Snag your free 31-page PDF on the top 200 drugs. If you work in healthcare, if you're in pharmacy school, med school, nursing school, that resource is definitely going to be a great refresher for you at a minimum, but I think a lot of you will pick up a few things from it as well. Again, free 31-page PDF of the top 200 drugs, and kind of I break them down by the most important things you need to know. So go check that out. Again, reallifepharmacology.com. All right, so let's get into the drug of the day today. And I will say I do accept requests from time to time, as many as I can get to. So you can probably reach out to me at LinkedIn, Eric Christensen, PharmD, BCGP, BCPS, or MedEducation101@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. I do my best to get to ones. So anyway, with that, bromocriptine is the drug of the day today. And there's a couple of brand names with this medication. Parlodil is one, and Cyclocet is the other. Now, interestingly, Cyclocet is used in diabetes, and Parlodil, which is kind of the older brand name, I would say that's the one I've heard most in clinical practice. That one is historically used for things like hyperprolactinemia, potentially like Parkinson's type symptoms. But it is pretty rare that you see this medication, and maybe you've never seen it. I know personally I've seen it, a handful of times. Probably the most common situation is hyperprolactinemia that I have seen it. And this medication works as a dopamine agonist. Okay, so it stimulates dopamine 2 receptors, which, if you remember from any of the antipsychotic podcasts, antipsychotics block that dopamine 2 receptor. Okay, so we're going to have potential opposite effects with bromocriptine, a dopamine agonist. Now, in diabetes, that mechanism of action actually isn't very well understood. There's thought of dopamine playing some role in insulin resistant and blood sugar management that way. But again, not very well understood exactly how bromocriptine works in diabetes. Okay, so again, if we dial in, if we think about that dopamine mechanism of action, that should lead you down the path of thinking about some of the adverse effects. So the most common adverse effect, I would say, is GI upset and nausea. Now, if we think about antipsychotics, so olanzapine actually can be used in the management of certain types of nausea and vomiting. So again, kind of that opposite type of effect. Again, along the same lines, antipsychotics are used to treat and manage, reduce hallucinations, and bromocriptine as an adverse effect can potentially cause hallucinations because it's stimulating those dopamine receptors. Other potential adverse effects, drop in blood pressure is possible, so we need to be careful with that a little bit. Interestingly, there's also potentially associations that it may increase risk of cardiovascular events. And this is most true, particularly in patients who've had uncontrolled hypertension, and it actually is contraindicated in patients who do have uncontrolled blood pressure there. So kind of an interesting conundrum there. One other thing definitely I want to mention with adverse effects, it being a dopamine agonist, it does fall mechanistically similar in line with ropinirole and pramipexole. So there have been associations with worsening of impulse control behaviors such as gambling, sex addiction, sexual behaviors, things like that. So that's an important one to remember as well. I wanted to touch on hyperprolactinemia a little bit further. Again, bromocriptine can be used to manage symptoms of hyperprolactinemia. In females, hyperprolactinemia is associated with causing infertility. So in patients that are using bromocriptine to lower, essentially, that prolactin level, we could create the situations where females may be more likely to become pregnant. Now, that may be done intentionally, but that may not be done intentionally either, and it definitely needs to be something that we're educating our patient about. So bromocriptine also, if we think about patients who are postpartum after they've had a baby, prolactin plays a significant role in lactation. So by using a drug like bromocriptine that may reduce prolactin levels, we could potentially impair lactation as well. So again, another important thing to think about with that dopamine interplay there. All right, so let's take a quick break from our sponsor and we'll wrap it up with drug interactions. If you're in the market for pharmacist board certification study material, definitely go check out meded101.com/store, STORE. We've got content on geriatric exam, soon to be the psychiatric exam, ambulatory care, medication therapy management certification, pharmacotherapy, of course. In addition to that, if you're a healthcare professional in general, for dietitians, particularly like this resource, I've recently put out a book on food-drug interactions. That's a nice little resource for those type of healthcare professionals. Drug interactions in primary care, I've put out that book. Pharmacotherapy, thrill of the case, great case study books. So if you're just looking for clinical practice pearls, seeing case studies and things like that, definitely go check out all those resources linked up at meded101.com/store. All right, finishing up on drug interactions. So bromocriptine does have the negative drug interaction profile in that it can be impacted by CYP3A4 inhibitors. So remember, there's a lot of drugs that can potentially inhibit CYP3A4, and so that can be a little bit of a challenge to pay attention to and monitor. Some classic medications that can inhibit CYP3A4, itraconazole, voriconazole, some of those azole antifungals, some of the macrolide antibiotics like erythromycin, clarithromycin, HIV medications like cobicistat, grapefruit juice, calcium channel blockers like verapamil, diltiazem. All these medications can potentially increase the concentrations of bromocriptine. And if we increase the drug concentrations, certainly adverse effects like nausea, lower blood pressure, hallucinations, all those can potentially increase there as well. Other drug interactions, so I always think of the interplay with blood pressure, that potential lowering of blood pressure, the risk of orthostasis, syncope-type reactions. Bromocriptine can add to that. So if you've got a patient on other medications that lower blood pressure, whether it be, antihypertensives or other you know, dopamine agonist agents or agents used for Parkinson's, those can potentially have additive type effects. And then the role with antipsychotics. I think I talked about it quite a bit, but if we've got a patient on bromocriptine and we start an antipsychotic, obviously we're going to cause opposing effects where bromocriptine may reduce the effectiveness of the antipsychotic, and or the antipsychotic may reduce the effectiveness of bromocriptine by opposing that dopamine receptor action. All right, so I think that's going to wrap up the highlights for today. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully you picked up a few clinical practice pearls. Leave us a rating, review on iTunes or wherever you're listening. Really, really appreciative to those of you who have done that. It really means a lot to me personally. Definitely helps keep me going on the podcast and tells me that I'm doing a halfway decent job at least of educating folks about medication. So again, greatly, greatly appreciative to those of you who have left a rating and review. If you want to reach out to me, again, LinkedIn is probably the best way there. Also MedEducation101@gmail.com. If you've got suggestions or, you know, questions too about any of the products and content that I've put together on Amazon and Audible and things like that. So again, I'm going to sign off. Thanks again so much for listening. Take care. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.